Let's see if I can make you actually hear those overtones in that order. The first overtone of the series, according to the laws of physics, has to be exactly an octave higher than the fundamental C we've been hearing. In other words, it's going to be this C, an octave higher. Now, if I silently press down the key of this higher C and hold it so that the string is free to vibrate, and then abruptly strike the fundamental C, an octave lower, what do you hear? You are clearly hearing the first overtone vibrating sympathetically an octave above its fundamental. I hope you heard it, did you? Listen again. Clear as a bell. So obviously this upper C is an integral part of the C an octave below. It's a built-in harmonic sounded by the two halves of that lower string vibrating independently. The next overtone of this preordained order results from that same fundamental string vibrating in three parts. And this one will be the first different overtone. That is the first one you'll hear other than a C. And it's going to be a G, this G. And now let's repeat our experiment. I press this new one down silently, and then again strike the fundamental C. What do we hear now? That G, right? A new tone, again clear as a bell. You want to hear it again? Now we've just reached a very significant point. Have you noticed that the fundamental tone and its first overtone are really the same note, C, but an octave apart? But this new overtone, G, is a fifth away from C. So we now have two different tones. And once they are established in our ears, we are in possession of the key to the whole tonal system, a system based on the concept of tonic and dominant. Tonic and dominant. This C represents the idea of tonic, which has the function of establishing the tonal center of any given key. And the function of the dominant is to aid and abet in the establishment of that tonality through a special relationship it enjoys with the tonic, owing to their proximity in the harmonic series. But more of that later. Right now, on to the next overtone, which is again a C, a fourth higher than the G we just heard. Shall we repeat the experiment? I press it down silently. There it is. You hear it? I'll do it again. Now, the next one is again a new pitch, this time a third higher than its predecessor. Notice that the intervals are getting progressively smaller as we ascend the series. Began with an octave, and then a fifth, and then a fourth, and then now a third. And this new overtone will be this note E. Listen. It's a bit fainter, but it's there for all to hear. Shall I try it again? Hear it way back there? One last time. It's clear. And there you have the first four overtones of the series. The fundamental plus one, two, three, four. Three of which are different pitches. Those three. Now, it must be obvious to you that these three notes, rearranged in scalar order, constitute what is known as the major triad, which is the very nucleus, the cornerstone of most of the music we hear from day to day, whether it's a symphony or a hymn or a blues. And this triad, with its tonic-dominant relationship, plus the third sandwiched in between, this triad is the foundation of Western tonal music as it is developed over the last three centuries or so, along with the development of our Western culture in general.